You're listening to SBS News.
Global non-profits are doing everything they can to close the gap between rich and poor countries in containing the coronavirus. The World Health Organization has reached a deal to roll out 120 million rapid diagnostic coronavirus tests for low and middle-income countries, but the plan is not yet fully funded. Executive Director Peter Sands from the Global Fund, which is a partnership that works to end epidemics, says it would make an initial $50 million available from its COVID-19 response mechanism.
The significance of today's announcement is the entire package. The partners have come together to secure volume for low and middle income countries, to provide funding, and to provide technical support on the ground to expedite rollout and ensure the most effective usage. This will enable low and middle income countries to begin to close the dramatic gap in testing between rich and poor countries, and is thus a big step towards more equitable allocation of diagnostics.
From October, the tests will be available at a maximum of $5 for each unit for Africa and Latin America over a six-month period. In the United States, US President Donald Trump has announced that he'll be distributing 150 million rapid point-of-care coronavirus tests to states in the coming weeks, which will be more than double the number of tests already performed.
50 million tests will go to protect the most vulnerable communities, which we've always promised to do, including 18 million for nursing homes, 15 million for assisted living facilities, 10 million for home health and hospice care agencies, and nearly 1 million for historically black colleges and universities and also tribal nation colleges. 100 million rapid point of care tests will be given to states and territories to support efforts to reopen their economies and schools immediately.
Mr. Trump also says that every state will be allowed to test every teacher who needs it on a regular basis. The test, developed by pharmaceutical company Abbott and SD Biosensor, is low cost and easy to use. Until now, the majority of COVID-19 tests had to be sent to high-grade medical laboratories for processing that took several days. The move to expand testing in the US comes as confirmed new COVID-19 cases remain elevated at more than 40,000 per day, with experts warning of a likely surge in infections during the colder months ahead. Meanwhile, the city of Chicago is also making sufficient progress in the fight against COVID-19. The mayor of Chicago has announced some easing of restrictions on businesses, which will give business owners the ability to grow and earn revenue heading into the winter months. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says starting this Thursday, October the 1st, Chicago will ease five of their Phase 4 guidelines for businesses.
Number one, indoor capacity will expand from current 25% to 40% for businesses including restaurants, health and fitness centers, personal services, and non-essential retail. Maximum capacity for any space remains at 50. Second, breweries, taverns, and bars may reopen with indoor seating at 25% capacity or 50 people, whichever is fewer. Third, bars and restaurants serving alcohol will now be able to continue serving until 1 a.m. and remain open until 1:30 a.m. Fourth, the maximum group size of health and fitness classes and after-school programming will increase from 10 to 15.
More restrictions targeting Chicago's restaurants and bars will ease in October. This comes after Illinois officials announced 1,709 new COVID-19 cases statewide and 13 more deaths. In Spain, the public standoff over Madrid's response to the coronavirus continues. Spanish Health Minister Salvador Illa is again pleading for tougher measures after he and regional officials in Madrid failed to come up with a solution on how to tackle a worrying wave of new infections.
The longer we take, the tougher the measures we have to apply. And we have to be clear with this. I, at least, try to be. The situation is complicated. It is not enough to stabilize. You have to bend the curve. You have to bend the curve. You have to lower this accumulated incidence. You have to lower it, and this is not easy. This is going to take weeks. It's going to take effort and tenacity.
The national government wants to see current restrictions extended to all the city, while regional officials say they need more time to see if the enforced limitations will be effective or whether they'll cause more damage to Spain's economy. On Monday, the country's coronavirus tally reached nearly 750,000 infections since the onset of the pandemic. Spain is leading in Europe's infection rate during this second wave. A leading economist in Germany has weighed in on the impact the virus is having on Europe's economy. Carsten Breschke says the global economy is showing signs of a K-shaped recovery from the first wave of the pandemic.
Now, why a K-shaped recovery? Because some sectors of the economy will continue to thrive. They will continue to accelerate going through the crisis, while others will continue to suffer from social distancing. Now, just think of travel, think of culture. Just think of airlines. So they will continue to suffer, because even if we get a vaccine in the first half of 2021, social distancing is here to stay.
Mr. Breschke also says some parts of the Eurozone, such as France and Netherlands, are doing much worse than Germany and Italy, who are doing extremely well, while the US won't be seeing the same size of the rebound as some parts of the Eurozone and could immediately move from the first wave into the second wave. And there's been a welcome reopening of Buin Zoo in Chile's capital, Santiago, after being shut down for 194 days because of coronavirus lockdown measures. The zoo's now introduced a new visiting circuit to avoid contact between visiting groups. Hand sanitizer is also supplied and temperature checks are being taken. Buin Zoo director Ignacio Idelsuaga says he's expecting demand to be high.
You have to get a reservation to come into the park, and we think that we're going to have almost 300 people every half hour, which takes us to a total of nearly 3,000 people a day, which is practically a third of what we usually received.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.